Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Usually Andrew McKay. Andrew's off today. He's off this week. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Thanks for joining me. As always, it's always good to be here with you. So if you would like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And it's 81 degrees, going to be high of about 91 today, but a heat index, 108. So you'll definitely want to check on those that you know that might be susceptible to the heat, who may not have proper air conditioning and things like that, because this is going to be a heavy one today. Very humid out there, and which is why the heat index jumps up to 108. And then chance of thunderstorms this weekend as well, so we'll have to see what's going on there. I want to get into a little bit of the... Where'd it go? The primaries. So there was a bunch of primaries yesterday in Colorado, New York, South Carolina, and Utah. And the primaries saw the first incumbent House Democrat to lose in a primary. And a lot of losses for Trump-endorsed candidates. So the progressive wing of the Democrat Party that, you know, most people identify the members of that wing as the squad. Well, one of the members of the squad, Representative Jamal Bowman, he lost to George Latimer, who's more of a moderate Democrat. And then let's see here. So that was kind of a, I guess, that's one of the big news stories of the day today, where people are surprised to see Bowman losing. By the way, the more moderate candidate, I just lost the name again, that person, Latimer, George Latimer. This was some of the things that Latimer did in his campaign against Bowman. He focused on Bowman's position on Israel. Criticized his votes against supporting aid to Israel, and his calls for a permanent ceasefire, and then basically what I thought was interesting on this, when he continued to, it was basically you're showing that the Democrats in that area are not as anti-Israel as what I think a lot of people perceive that to be. I think there's a perception now that Democrats are anti-Israel. And I think this primary showed that's not necessarily accurate. The other things that happened in the primaries to let you know about, Trump-endorsed candidates didn't have a good night. There was a South Carolina runoff between a Republican nominee and in the 3rd Congressional District, and the a nurse practitioner beat the Trump-endorsed candidate. In Colorado, there was the GOP chair, Dave Williams, lost his primary despite having a Trump endorsement. Then you had in Utah-endorsed Riverton Mayor Trent Staggs. He lost the U.S. Senate seat that's being vacated by Senator Mitt Romney. Instead, he lost to Congressman John Curtis, who's a very moderate. I mean, John Curtis was actually a Democrat as a mayor, and then when he ran for Congress, he switched to the Republican Party. So, shows you how moderate he is, and he ended up beating the Trump-endorsed candidate. But that's in Utah, where I mean, that's probably the state that Trump did out of Republican states. That's the state where Trump does the least. That's where who is that guy? Evan McMullen did like the best against Trump in stuff. So Trump's not really supported there. And then Lauren Boebert. So she nearly lost her House seat back in November 2022. And so a lot of people thought, well, that's it for her. And, you know, she's more of the like Trump, like Matt Gaetz type of individual. And, the new congressional district got written into Colorado. So she was running for that. And a lot of people thought, yeah, this is probably going to be it for her. But she ended up winning. So, So that's a Trump candidate that actually did win, or a Trump endorsed candidate that actually did win, right there. So thought that was interesting. Also, going back to the first story I was talking about with Bowman, who ended up losing. He's the squad candidate. I got another kind of related story to that. First, let's get Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens.
Thank you very much. If you're traveling north and southbound on Brent Lane and Davis Highway, that intersection right there, both north and southbound, you're going to see some major delays. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110, even 98 flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
So it looks like overall, AIPAC and other pro-Israel groups all had a pretty good primary yesterday. Besides Bowman, ended up losing, obviously, who was anti-Israel. Other candidates that AIPAC supported and tried to do, they all did very well yesterday as well. So kind of interesting one right there. There is, if you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. 81 degrees here, going to be a heat index of 108. Yeah. I saw this story here. Coors, you know, the beer, Coors, it wasn't available east of the Mississippi until the 1980s.
Hence the movie Smokey and the Bandit.
Well, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, it's just some of these things, like, I don't know, when you hear anything from like the 1980s, it's like, well, that to me still feels like it was around the, like, that was like yesterday is what it feels like, which obviously is not. But it's still kind of bizarre when you hear that the Coors was not available east of the Mississippi till the 80s. And then also another beverage story here for you. The root in root beer is referring to the root in the sassafras tree. So it was sassafras root was actually what was originally done. But it's not even used in the modern version of root beer because sassafras root was banned by the FDA for having potentially dangerous chemical compounds. So you don't get that actual root in root beer anymore. And finally, each M&M takes up to 16 hours to make. 16 hours. Now, of course, they're not making one at a time. They make billions a day. So but each, you know, billions that they do takes 16 hours to make an M&M. So that's kind of crazy right there. Coming up here next, I do want to talk about couple strategic things going on in our area. I was actually talking to an Uber driver the other day here in our town, and we started talking about the radio station and everything like that. And he just, man, I got him going on his soapbox about Amtrak and how he really misses Amtrak and feels like we need to have Amtrak here and it would do wonders for us if we had Amtrak here. And we know that Mayor D.C. Reeves has talked about in the past trying to see what we could do to get Amtrak here. But we're not going to get Amtrak here unless Mobile gets Amtrak first. I mean, it's got to go through Mobile first, right? I have an update on that coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you need plumbing, air conditioning, heating, or electrical work done, Peden, they're the ones who will take care of you. They will do professional service, show up on time, tell you what's going on, give you a fair estimate of what the price is going to be, do the work, and then stand by it afterwards. Quality products, quality service, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Of course, they've been around for forever, but they have recently been expanding quite a bit all the way east to Tallahassee, and then last year all the way west to Baldwin County, and then this year into Mobile County. So everywhere along the Gulf Coast and the Central Time Zone, Peden is there for you. And they just turned 55 this year. And so in honor of their 55th anniversary, they are offering a complete air conditioning inspection for $55. Or, I suppose you could do both, you can also get a $55 inspection on your tanked water heater, flush and plumbing inspection. Call today, remove the sediment buildup that's hurting how fast your water heats up. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
You've just discovered you have...
bed bugs? What do I do? How to get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
Lori and PJ know just what to do. At Davis Hardware and U-Haul, they have the solution for you.
Hi, can we help you?
We have bed bugs, more than a few.
They are a bugger to eradicate, but we can guide you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees know what happens when infestations get out of hand and have the experience to help you get rid of your uninvited bedmates.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 8 till noon.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It is 6:23 this morning. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, we'll have Bruce Woody, Executive Director of ECUA, who's going to be calling in and giving us an update. And so stick around for that in about 10 to 12 minutes right here on News Radio 923. We'll get an update from David Wayne in the newsroom here after traffic on the fives. First, let me tell you about Amtrak. So we know that there's a lot of people here who are interested in having Amtrak return to our area. And but when it comes down to it, we can't really get, even our mayor, D.C. Reeves, wants to have Amtrak here, or has mentioned interest in Amtrak coming here. But us getting Amtrak here, it's first got to get through Mobile. And apparently a councilman in Mobile says he does not believe that there's enough votes to get Amtrak to go ahead and come all the way this, like all the way this way. So, there's, in other words, for now, at least, it's probably going to be put on hold. We'll have to see what happens with this, but you know, the concern I've had with Amtrak was and always remains to be that they just continually lose money. Like it's not a profitable organization, and we end up subsidizing it with our tax dollars over and over and over. And so I know I talked to a lot of people who are like, I love riding the train, and they love the nostalgia and the sentimentality of riding the train. I get that. I've ridden the train. I've ridden from New Orleans all the way to Illinois. But it's, I'll say this, it was memorable. That's about the best
I can. I like that word, memorable.
It was memorable. Yeah. I've not done it again. just you can piece it together. So by the way, so what's it is, apparently if Mobile decides that they don't want to do it, then that will have not just effects for us in Pensacola, but also Mississippi and Louisiana that were wanting to expand Amtrak. Because if it's not going to end in Mobile, then they're not going to want to continue doing it in there either. And they've apparently invested a lot of money in it. Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly still. If you're traveling on north and south, but right at the Davis and Brent intersection, both northbound and southbound lanes are kind of backed up. So just be aware of that. Highway 90, 98 flowing smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, I got a text. I took Greyhound from Pensacola to Chicago, and I'll never do that again.
Yeah, it's very memorable.
Yeah, it's memorable. You had a very memorable experience.
You did.
Just what you share with people. I had a very memorable experience. Oh, boy. Because that's why I looked at my train experience. All right, I'll share one story.
Okay.
I've taken the train from Illinois, from Chicago, all the way to New Orleans. But there's another time where I took it from Austin to New Orleans. And the Austin to New Orleans trip, I had my kids with me. Mm-hmm. And my daughter was young at the time. She was like 3 or 4 years old. And so she's getting restless in the seats and everything like that. And so she would let her get up and walk in the aisle. But it was late at night. And so like I fell asleep in the chair. And all of a sudden I get woken up because she's complaining that her feet are wet. And then she's walking around. She's just walking around in her socks. And she's complaining her feet are wet.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn my phone camera, see what's going on. And there's vomit on the ground.
Oh.
The guy behind us was like drunk and just threw up on the floor. And my three-year-old is walking in it.
Yikes.
And it was so memorable.
I bet it was memorable.
So needless to say, the very next stop, I went ahead and paid for the upgrade and got a private, like, coach area, whatever they call those things. So I was like, okay, it was very, very stressful.
Memorable.
It was memorable. That's what I meant. It was memorable. Let's get traffic. I'm not traffic. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, the gag order against former President Trump and his New York hush money case has been partially lifted ahead of the presidential debate this Thursday. Judge Merchan lifted parts of that order that banned him from publicly commenting about jurors or witnesses. Arkansas now suing e-commerce company Temu for allegedly deceiving customers and for illegally taking and using people's personal information. That lawsuit announced this week by Attorney General Tim Griffin. He said Arkansas is the first state to go after the company in this way. And a former voice actor for Bob's Burgers is expected to plead guilty of participating in the January 6th riot in Washington, D.C. Jay Johnston, he played Jimmy Pesto Sr. in Bob's Burgers. Apparently, video showed him rioting outside of the Capitol building. He now faces four counts of felony obstruction.
That's actually an interesting call. I just started watching Bob's Burgers recently.
It is such a good show.
It's really
funny. It's hilarious, yes.
Yeah. So I didn't... And so is he... So this voice actor, he's the one that plays like the Italian chef guy?
Jimmy Pesto Sr. Yeah, I believe that would be the, yeah.
It's like the Italian restaurant.
Yeah, he runs like the competing restaurant to Bob's Burgers or something, I think.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, cool. It's Pensacola right now. Oh, sorry, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. It is... let me just refresh. And just, you know, it's still 81 degrees. 81 is going to be a high of about 91 or 92 today. Small chance of rain. But here's the thing. Heat advisory, because the heat index is going to be 108. It'll be hot. It'll be a hot one. Lots of humidity. Hey, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620.
Fox News, and I'm Chris Foster. Progressive New York House Democrat Jamal Bowman loses his primary to George Latimer, a centrist county executive backed by pro-Israel groups.
Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert survived a challenge, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York won her primary as well. In Utah, U.S. Representative John Curtis defeated a Trump-backed challenger for Mitt Romney's open Senate seat. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Supreme Court issues opinions today, tomorrow, and Friday, including whether former President Trump is immune from federal prosecution over efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
Justices are also weighing a federal obstruction charge that hundreds of January 6th defendants are facing. The court is also expected to rule on a challenge to Idaho's strict abortion law and how far cities and states can go in prohibiting the homeless from sleeping in public spaces.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. 81 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. We are expecting another hot day. The National Weather Service with a heat advisory in effect. Starting at 11 a.m., that'll last until about 7 p.m. tonight. Heat index values in the triple digits and possibly as high as 112 throughout the area today. The National Weather Service does say that could cause heat illness. They advise drinking a lot of fluids, staying in the air conditioning if you can, and again, checking on relatives or neighbors. We'll get more in our forecast here in just a couple of minutes. Unique burger chain out of Louisiana setting up shop in Pensacola. They've dropped part of their first restaurant, a big shipping container on North Davis Highway. Crane working yesterday to move that into location. Small Sliders expanding into Northwest Florida. All of those restaurants made of converted shipping containers. They do plan to have some outdoor seating too. The first location on Davis Highway, expected to open later this year. Restaurants planned also in Gulf Breeze, Pace, and Nine Mile Road. Four people were hurt in a crash on Monday afternoon on Highway 29 and County Road 196, an intersection that's seen multiple crashes in recent months. Florida Highway Patrol says a truck driven by a 52-year-old cantonment man pulled out in front of an SUV driven by an Illinois woman. Both drivers and two passengers in the SUV all suffered minor injuries in the crash. Earlier this month, that intersection received some new streetlights to increase safety there. Well, they were chasing killers Monday night. That was from Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. He gave an update yesterday, though, on that drive-by shooting and the subsequent high-speed chase that tore through Pensacola. The shooting happened at Aris Boulevard near Massachusetts Avenue, and deputies say cameras had actually alerted them to the stolen car in that area. They were already heading in that direction when ShotSpotter alerted them to more than 40 gunshots being fired. Deputies say they saw the car and initiated a high-speed pursuit that ended on the Escambia Bay Bridge when deputies used a pit maneuver to crash the suspect vehicle. Three men then exited the vehicle and jumped off the bridge.
And our canine Streeter, this brave boy, jumps over that bridge as well and into that water, probably 30, 40 feet easy.
Sheriff Chip Simmons, he says that one of the suspects missed the water when he jumped and died from his injuries. Another was taken into custody. That was Jaquarian Etheridge. Third, still at large. There's no word whether he made it out of the water or not. There was one victim also in that drive-by shooting, a 70-year-old woman who was reportedly shot in the neck and in critical condition. Simmons said she was fighting for her life yesterday. Canine Streeter was treated and released at an animal hospital, and Simmons says he is expected to be back on duty by the end of the week. Three Volusia County deputies credited with saving a couple from a dog attack. Sheriff Mike Chitwood there praised them Monday for their actions during an incident last month. Apparently it happened on Mother's Day. 911 call came in about a large dog attacking its owners in their home in New Smyrna Beach. When deputies arrived, they say they found a woman hiding in the dog's cage to protect herself while the dog was mauling a man on the bedroom floor. Chitwood said deputies had to shoot the dog. It did die. Deputies treated those victims until paramedics were able to arrive. 6:35 right now at News Radio, and John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about, but if you're traveling on University Parkway toward Olive Road and Brent Davis right there, there are some major backups there, so just be prepared for that. Pack a little extra time. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And taking a quick look at our forecast, we do have a hot day in store for you. Temps in the 90s today. Heat index is in the triple digits, possibly as high as 110 or higher. Heat advisory until 7 p.m. tonight. It starts at 11 a.m. There's also a bit of a chance of rain showers throughout the next several days, and that will cool things off a little bit starting tomorrow. As of tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s and rain chances throughout the rest of the week and into the weekend. It is 6:35. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Heirloom Carbon Technologies has announced a roughly $1 billion investment to build two plants in Louisiana. The company will use direct air capture to clean carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Construction is expected to start this year and could take up to 5 years to complete. U.S. consumer confidence eased this month on a more muted outlook for business conditions, the job market, and incomes. The Conference Board's data said sentiment decreased to 100.4 from a downwardly revised 101.3 reading in May. Confidence has been subdued over the past few years as consumers struggle amid a higher cost of living, elevated borrowing costs, and more recently, a softening labor market. Futures are currently mixed. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 299, the NASDAQ gained 220, and the S&P 500 up 21. Once again, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Cue the fireworks and celebrate Independence Day with the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. Save 50% off site-wide and fire up the perfect backyard cookout with tender steaks, juicy burgers, deli-style franks, and more family favorites. Shop today at omahasteaks.com and score an extra $30 off when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout. Plus, every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
If you've got a business, you've got employees. At least if it's growing, you do. And dealing with employees is great, but you also want to make sure that you don't have to frustrate yourself with the headaches of business ownership, like payroll, like human resources, like dental insurance, vision, life, disability, health, all of that stuff. And look, if me talking about that stuff is like, for you, you just gets you nervous and upset and you don't want to think about it and your eye twitches, like, I'm sorry, but that means you should do something different. And if it doesn't, if you're super happy, then great, ignore me for a second. But if there are issues, or maybe you just want to find out if there's a better way to do it, call Torgerson Causey. They're a locally owned and operated comprehensive employee benefits agency. We've been using them here at News Radio and Cat Country for about 7 years now, and they made a tremendous improvement for me and my family over what we had before. Better customer service, better answers, choices in plans that we didn't have before. All around, they're fantastic. No obligation to have them look at what you're doing. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Now is the time. Don't be left on the dock this summer. BGS Marine is getting you on a boat out on the water with our June inventory reduction sale going on now. BGS Marine Sales is a service-based business keeping boats tournament ready. Also, we have a very successful consignment program selling most within 30 days. If you've been looking, now is the time. Don't miss the June inventory reduction sale, June 28 and 29. 3910 West Navy Boulevard. Find us online at bgsmarinesales.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Between a boy and man, she was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Thanks for joining us here. Their phone number, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's actually go to our News Radio 92.3 hotline right now. We have Bruce Woody, who is the executive director for ECUA. Bruce, thanks for joining me here on News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Bobby.
So, Bruce, what do you got going on with updates from Emerald Coast Utilities Authority?
Yeah, we enjoy the opportunity to chat with you on occasion about the things that are going on in our organization. First, I'd like to give you an update on bulk waste. Some of our customers are more aware than others, so I always like to reiterate whenever I can that our bulk waste program is still available and still free. The requirements of the bulk waste program are that you call in at least 2 p.m. the day before, and we will gladly pick up a pile of bulk waste up to size 6 foot by 6 foot by six, and remove those items, be it, say, a mattress or a washing machine or a dryer or something old, a piece of furniture that obviously won't fit in the trash can but needs to be removed. And like some of our competitors that charge for those services, we provide that for our residential customers. But we do ask.
What's the number to call? If somebody wants
to work.
I was going to say, what's the number to call if somebody wants to get the bulk waste?
Set up the curb, that in order to improve efficiency and not be driving down streets where there's no bulk waste to be picked up, we now ask that it be scheduled. But it is still a free service.
Okay, and so what is the number for people to call if they want to take advantage of this bulk waste pickup?
All you have to do is call our customer service phone number, and that is at 476-0480.
All right. So 850-476-0480 for the bulk. So 6 foot by 6 foot by 6 foot. So you can have a couch, washer, mattress, things like that will all work.
That is correct. That's correct. Oh. If you do happen to have more than that, we will send out a supervisor to take a look. And for an additional fee, we will pick up larger quantities of bulk waste as well. This is primarily meant to help out folks who are just removing one item or replacing an item in their home at a time.
Gotcha. All right, what else you got going on at ECUA?
Don't forget as well, yard waste still continues to be a free service as well. We'll provide and pick up 2 6x6x6 piles of yard debris, as long as they fit in those rough dimensions. It's intended for helping residences with yard trimmings and such as that. If you, hire a contractor to remove a tree or do some large removal work, Escambia County Ordinance 82-147 does require that contractor to remove items. You can't put that much debris at the curb, but we will pick up once a week.
All right, awesome. We're talking to Bruce Woody, who's the executive director of ECUA, to get an update on some of the things that ECUA does for our community. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. Not seeing any accidents to know about. But if you're on Highway 90 heading into Pensacola, right through that construction zone, we're seeing some delays there. So pack your patience with that one. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Bruce, give me one more thing. What else do we need to know about the ECUA?
One last thing. There's a service we provide that is helpful, and it's called Recycle Coach. If you go to your app store on either your Android or iPhone device, you can download an app for your phone. It, again, is called Recycle Coach. Once you download that app and put in your address, it will give you reminder information about when is trash pickup day and recycling day and other services that are provided. It also provides information that answers questions about what is recyclable and what isn't. We're also currently working on some additional services to provide through that app in the near future that will be a benefit to our customers.
Very nice. All right. Excellent. Thanks, Bruce. I appreciate you joining us here every now and then on News Radio Pensacola, and looking forward to talking to you again down the road. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you very much, Bobby.
Have a good day. It is Pensacola Right Now with usually Andrew McKay, but Andrew's off. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right now. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. It's 81 degrees, going to be a high of about 91 or 92 today, but heat advisory, as the heat index will be 108. Yeah. I've got a couple of health-related stories to share with you. One of them is pertaining to stroke. Loneliness, according to new research from Harvard University, loneliness may dramatically increase the risk of stroke, according to this major study. Scientists tracked about 12,000 people aged 50 and over between 2006 and 2018, and they found those who had long-term feelings of loneliness had a far higher risk of suffering from a stroke. Whoa. The lead author, Dr. Yini So, said loneliness is increasingly considered a major public health issue, especially when experienced chronically. Our study suggests loneliness may play an important role in stroke incident, which is already one of the leading causes of long-term disability and mortality worldwide. I couldn't help but when I was reading this study. One is it's kind of shocking, to be honest. Like, I don't know. I mean, you don't want somebody to be lonely. You don't want somebody to feel loneliness. But to realize it can have even greater impact on their health to the point where they could have a stroke is a little bit shocking. But also the reason why I saw this was because, you know, during COVID, I remember that was one of the issues that had come up a lot is people's loneliness that they felt by being secluded, isolated. I remember there was a lot of conversation about nursing homes. We got to protect those in nursing homes and make sure that they, since they're the most vulnerable, who could have adverse reactions to COVID. And I was one of the ones that was like, yeah, lock them down, man. Don't let anybody go in there and get them sick. And it was actually a lady who was listening to me on the radio when I had the show in the afternoons at the time. And she texted and says, I would rather take a chance and get sick and see my grandkids. I'm so lonely here. And I was like, whoa. And I mean, like, it hurt my feelings. it didn't hurt my feelings. It hurt my heart that I'd been advocating to, like, lock this lady down to protect her. And she's like, give me my freedom. I would rather have my family and be able to visit my family and have my family visit me than be locked down just because of this virus out there. And it's amazing the factors of social isolation and which that can cause. Obviously, we know depression and stuff like this, but whoa, it can actually cause stroke. That was pretty alarming to me. Another interesting scientific or health related story, an AI blood test now can detect Parkinson's up to 7 years before the symptoms. Apparently there's already traditional Parkinson's diagnostic tests, but they are a bit invasive. You're like, you got to draw blood and stuff. Researchers have developed a new blood test using AI that apparently is fairly accurate, and it can, so I was like, wow, okay. they said, I guess they focused on rapid eye movement stuff and some other kind of things like this. I don't know. It's crazy how they come up with these types of things, but they were able to come up with this and detect it, which they said if they can detect it 7 years earlier than, you know, other diagnoses, then that means they're able to slow or even possibly prevent the more extreme symptoms of Parkinson's. So there's some hope right there too. It's pretty good. That was done, by the way, at the University College London and University Medical Center Göttingen or something like that in Germany. Totally mispronounced that. It's all right. I'm American. It's okay. And then finally, here's another health-related story for you. The FDA is going after a company because how dare they? They're selling a product without the FDA's approval. What is this product? Human fecal matter. What? What? Who would sell? The FDA wrote to Human Microbes, a company advertising itself as, quote, the world's largest, highest quality stool donor bank.
End oh, quote. Boy. Oh, boy.
They might as well just go ahead and say the world's only.
Right.
You know what I'm going to do?
Uh-huh.
I've got this great business idea. I'm going to start selling poo. Any kind of poo. Human poo. And I'm going to, like, this is your, and can you imagine going to investors? So
no.
I need venture capital money to expand my operations and eventually go public. Wait, you're going to go public with a poo company? Yes, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to make my poo go public. And so I need funding. I need about $15 million for operations, advertising, and development. And
development
to promote.
We'll start here.
Yeah. Oh boy. All right. Coming up here next, we on Pensacola right now. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay. I do want to talk about a couple of laws that Governor DeSantis signed into a law recently. I'll talk about those coming up next on News Radio 923.
So I always say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community, and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use, and so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax, and a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust. But you get it from Frontier. But if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, you know, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax or like off of, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can, because it helps, because it's nice, because it's being a good neighbor, because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
It's time for traffic on the fives right now. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. We are seeing some delays on 29 and Burgess, so just pack your patience with that one. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Sunday night, enjoy a free concert at Community Maritime Park's Hunter Amphitheater. The free show starts at 6. Pack a cooler and bring a lawn chair or blankets for the Blues Angel Music Blues on the Bay. See visitpensacola.com for more. Pensacola's 4th of July is next Thursday. Enjoy the fireworks beginning at 9 over the bay, or enjoy the fireworks show at Pensacola Beach behind the boardwalk. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Bobby Rossi. This is Pensacola Right Now. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay, who will be back next week. So balloons are often released at events like weddings and even memorials. And now there's a growing trend that you're seeing a big, massive balloon release at gender reveal events. Well, Governor DeSantis has now signed a bill that will ban Floridians from purposely letting go of balloons. Can't do it. I can't purposely let go. Now, it does have a little, it has a caveat in there. It's like, if you're under the age of 6 or something like that, and you're letting the balloons go, because, you know, little kids will accidentally let balloons go, right? So this is really trying to prevent these weddings, gender reveal parties, things like that from being able to release balloons, because they're actually finding the balloons in the ocean, you know, choking sea turtles and manatees and things like that. And so so now governor has signed a bill that prevents that from happening. I mean, I guess you'll probably start seeing some people get in trouble now with some child labor law violations.
That's what I was going to say.
5-year-olds to release the balloons.
Yeah, here, come here, kid. I got you $5. Yeah,
exactly.
Here, release my balloon for me.
Yeah, exactly. So now we got to crack down on little child labor laws again. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David.
Key parts of President Biden's new student loan debt relief plan are now on hold.
We made a commitment to fix our broken student loan system.
One of President Biden's programs to slash student loan debt is partially on hold after two federal judges temporarily blocked further relief from what's known as the SAVE plan.
That's NBC's Kelly O'Donnell. Judges in Kansas and Missouri temporarily blocked provisions of the repayment plan, which would have potentially lowered payments in July. The preliminary injunction is a result of lawsuits filed earlier this year by Republican-led states.
Yeah, he continues to try to do things just unilaterally, subverting Congress. It continues to keep getting blocked when he tries to do it as it pertains to this area. So, it's Pensacola. Oh, well. I was wanting to talk about more stuff.